day I go exploring the wetlands of Three Sisters in my wellies, as I have many times before. The first port of call is always a run around the lake where I see swans, ducks, coots, and if I am lucky, a cormorant basking in the sun. However, with Three Sisters, there really is so much more to explore. The squelching and slurping under my feet is like having constant puddles to jump into. I go under the trees to find a carpet of damp moss. The air is heavy, cold and hanging. As I take a sneak peek, I never know what wildlife I may find. With my dad, I am learning how to record wildlife. I have my binoculars and wits about me. I follow Park Brook along the bottom of Arena Hill, over the bridge, turn left and keep going. Here I enter the wet woodlands, all broken and dark. Onto the boardwalk, and to my joy, I spy the spirited willow tit. She scolds with a jur jur jur. She hides in her hidden lair with cracked and broken down grey willow, creating her untidy realm. She nests in these rotten trees, hoping a woodpecker will not come along to steal her home. As I double back, I can see other wetland trees like silver birch, alder and yet more willow. Bats roost here and I know at dusk they will be darting and flitting about. I hope to see my favourite water vole, Ratty, to those who know wind in the willows. He loves the edges of ditches, brooks and streams. He glides through the water as a smooth swimmer. He stops, gets out onto the bank, then chomps merrily on some grass. You will probably never see him, but you may find his little clues of nibbled stalks of grass and small piles and his droppings. Arena Hill was once one of the Three Sisters' spoil heaps from the old mine, which closed over 70 years ago. It is hard to imagine the clanking and blackness of the spoil tipping bucket, when today it is green, warm, and all I can hear is birdsong. Arena Hill has its own rare grass to boast about. If I come here every season, then there is a chance I may see many mammals. In spring, hares box each other for a mate. In summer, a rabbit perches on her back legs to check for predators as a buzzard swoops over her. As autumn draws in, the hedgehog scurries around at night to get as much food before hibernation. In winter, the fox's red coat against the snow is a scene from Narnia. Onward and past the ponds with their all manner of wonderful underwater creatures. Never could I believe that a dragonfly nymph with its alien-like shed could change into something so special. On a bright summer's afternoon, I see hawker and darter dragonflies joining brightly coloured butterflies, peacocks, orange tips and common blue. The insect flying display team possess every colour of the rainbow. Then finally, to the bird hide to watch the ponds and scrapes of the wetland area. Here, the land managers control the water levels by sluices to make sure it never dries out. Longhorn cattle are brought on for short spells to lazily chew the cud and keep the scrub and rank grasses at bay. Many plants off the wetlands are very easy to recognise. The majestic seed heads of the greater reed mace, which you may know as bulrush, the rustle of common reeds. The reed bunting camouflages herself, safe in the knowledge that she has a safe haven. Down at the pool level, flowering water mint experiences the hustle and bustle of the pollinators, hurriedly entering each and every flower. But it is the sunshine yellow flag iris who steals the show with their spectacle in early June. If there is one creature that sums up the return of green lungs after their grey, barren past, it has to be the kingfisher. He is instantly recognisable, flying with precision in a straight line from post to post. He doesn't have a song, but more a shrill whistle. With his dagger-like bill, he uses it like a spear, diving into the water and out again in a heartbeat. He is called a kingfisher for a reason. He is the master craftsman of catching his dinner. I never tire of the wetlands of Three Sisters. They have a very special place in my heart and the heart of the people of Bryn and Ashton in Makerfield. It's our wetland landscape where we live, work and play. Together we can create a green revolution, helping wildlife, people and future generations to thrive. For more information, visit www.carbonlandscape.org.uk/Three Sisters.